Now, Sasha Distel, guitarist, singer and heartthrob. In 1979, Carolyn Jones met Monsieur Distel and, in my humble opinion, he did not disappoint.
La chambre aux amours, notre chambre douce, où l'on a jadis tremblé de joie. Comment y dormir sans se souvenir?
The unmistakable sound of Sasha Distel, one of the world's most popular entertainers. He's in Australia at present. He, of course, has so many claims to fame. He's a singer and a songwriter, television personality, recording star, actor, guitarist and BBC radio disc jockey. Sasha Distel has performed in all the famous international venues. He's had his own television series and been voted most exciting male vocalist by readers of Britain's TV Times. But Sasha Distel began his musical career, as perhaps you know, not as a singer, but as a guitarist. Let's hear some more of his story from the man himself. Monsieur Distel, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Very nice to be here.
Can we go back to the time when you were 14? Because I think that's the time when you had your first guitar, wasn't it?
Yes, 14 or 15, yes, I had a guitar. Well, I started music playing piano, learning music and playing the piano, because I come from a very musical family. My uncle was a very famous band leader. My mother was the first prize of the French Conservatoire piano. And I was born with music, actually, you know, so I picked up a guitar and joined the group, jazz group in college, and discovered jazz music. And loved it.
The French love jazz anyway, don't they? I mean, it's very good jazz.
I think jazz music nowadays is in France like anywhere, and unfortunately like anywhere else in the world. You know, it's not that famous, that popular anymore, you know, with all that pop music and all those big sounds getting out.
No, but the people who do love it are very devoted to it.
Well, there was a special neighborhood in Paris at the time called Saint-Germain-des-Prés.
We have heard of it, yes.
Where there was a lot of cellars. And we would go in there and play the music we loved. And all the great American jazz musicians, such as Dizzy Gillespie, Stan Getz, and all of those, Oscar Peterson, and all those would come and join us for playing music.
Wonderful
experience.
That
was great.
Yes,
that was great.
And you played with all those people one time.
I'm still very friendly with lots of them, you know, and we still get together.
Mm. In college you studied philosophy, I think.
Yes.
Yes, so why did you make that choice?
Well, I don't know. Probably, you know, I had to choose between philosophy or mathematics. And
I
didn't really have the choice, actually.
No. And then I think having to go into the army interrupted your musical career for what? Was that 2 years?
Well, going to the army always interrupts everything anyway for everybody. You know? So that was compulsory we have in France. So that was for, yes, practically 2 years.
Did music stop altogether during those 2 years?
Not really, because you always can have a guitar, you know, and, somewhere in your room with other people. Oh, play something for us, play something for us. And, of course, the taste of the normal French soldier is not the right one. I mean, they didn't like jazz music. You know, they like waltzes. And
I see. What did you do during those 2 years in the army?
I lost my time.
That's all.
Yeah, that's all.
You don't
do.
See it as being any more valuable or
hated
meaningful
it.
Than that, did
hated
you?
It.
Do you? Why? Do you dislike the conforming?
Well, I mean, you know, all your life you're trying to become somebody different. And when you're in the army, you're just another number.
How did you first start to sing? Because as you say, the piano and guitar were your first instruments.
Well, along with the jazz career, I had opened a small music publishing firm. And one day I had a song, very pretty song that a friend of mine wrote. And I could never find anybody to sing it, so I finally did it myself, and that's how I started my first record.
Just
was,
like that?
And it was a big hit.
What was the song?
Oh, it was a novelty song about a girl I'm meeting, and I ask her what she's doing in life, and she says, well, I'm selling apples and pears, and then we had a little gimmick in the thing of Scooby-Doo.
Oh, that's
so
it.
So apples and pears and Scooby-Doo, and a million seller.
Sasha Distel is our guest and a very welcome guest. People sometimes suggest that you made your name through your association with Ms. Brigitte Bardot, and I don't know if that is so.
No, that's very
any
wrong.
Truth in that or not?
No, very wrong. I must say, and there's nothing to be ashamed of, that I once met Ms. Bardot quite a few years ago.
Yes.
And we were very seriously engaged. But finally we found, which is the reason why you get engaged with somebody before you marry her or him, that we were not made to live with each other, and she wasn't meant to be the mother of my children. So that went off. But actually I started my real career, which is my first hit record, and so after my engagement to Miss Bardo was finished.
So this was quite independent.
So yeah, it hasn't got anything to do with it, actually. Mm. Except that my name, of course, came to fame because of her, I must say. I mean, I was already famous playing guitar and doing lots of things in Paris, but not as famous as you can become when your name is acquainted to a name such as hers.
Quite.
But I don't think it helped, really, actually. On the contrary, I think it was a handicap for me in a way that all the males in the business, and I'm talking about newspapers and show business, and you know, probably resented very much my acquaintance to Miss Bardo.
Right.
So being
it
a little
could
bit
work
jealous,
against you.
Which I could understand.
Yes, I see.
And it didn't help at the start.
Anyhow, it's nice to do things in your own right and to feel that that is and so, and to have it recognized.
And that's a very beautiful souvenir, anyway.
Ah, yes, of course. When other people sing your songs, who do you like to hear singing your songs? Who have made some of the best recordings, do you think?
Well, I was very lucky with one of the songs I wrote called The Good Life, which Tony Bennett recorded and made a big hit with, and I'm very grateful to him because I think his version was splendid.
Sacha Distel, thank you.
Sacha Distel died in 2004. He was 71. Our sound engineer was Louis Mitchell, and Sarah Corbett is Replay's co-producer. I'm Kerry Jean Ross, and I will see you soon. Out today with The Good Life, the song Sacha Distel gave to Tony Bennett, with spectacular results.
Oh, the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. The good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, for you can't take the chance. So please be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartache.